new year, everybody, and welcome to the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of December. And coming up on this month's show, we're going to be talking to two managers from the West Division in Gloucester North End and Leek Town. We're also going to be talking about the Midlands Division with Bedworth United, Hales Owen Town and Yaxley. But to kick things off, we're going to the east side of the NPL now. And shortly, we're going to be joined by Craig Parry, manager at Worksop Town, to talk about the race to the playoffs. But before that, speaking of the playoffs, let's talk about Shildon. Shildon currently sitting in third position, 10 points inside the playoffs and 9 points from top of the table, Liversidge. And speaking of Liversidge, a big month ahead for Shildon. Kicking things off this weekend, they're taking on Stocksbridge Park Steels, and then Shildon travel to the league leaders on Tuesday. And to hear all about the mood at Shildon on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And as we head into 2022 now, Shildon in third, still very much in the playoffs. What's the mood in the camp like as we head towards this weekend's matches?
Good, mate. I think November, December was a big month for us. We've come out the other end. Obviously, every team's the same where you're missing bodies, but we've come out the other end after playing a couple of games with between 11 and 13 available players, really. So now it's the running, as far as I'm concerned. We've just got to keep ticking over. We've got a big couple of games coming up, Stocksbridge and Liversidge, which are two big games for us. So hopefully come the end of next week, we can have a few more points on the board, and because I know other teams just outside the playoffs are picking up as well, so it's important we just keep the momentum going, really. And we're going to have some blips along the way, but I think every team will in this division.
I mean, we've got Craig coming on shortly from Worksop Town. He's one of those clubs outside the playoffs that they've got games in hand. But, you know, when we talk about Shildon, and, you know, we could look to the future, but it's also a good time as well, isn't it, New Year, to just take stock. And Shildon haven't been outside the playoffs at all season.
No.
I think when we were talking about how the league table was looking just before Christmas, I said a penny for Shildon's thoughts, because they've only lost two games all season, and they're in the same league as Liversidge and Mass. But you must be really pleased with how the season's gone thus far.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely. Obviously, personally, I'm chuffed to bits for the club and the players, but I've looked nationwide, and with the amount of points we've got, we'd be top of any other league at our level, which just proved, I think that was last week, it may have changed, but we'd have been there or thereabouts, top of the league in any other league at our level throughout the country. So it just proves how well Mask and Liversidge have done. But I think teams will drop points between now and the end of the season. We just have to remain feet on the ground kind of thing and just keep doing what we're doing, because I don't think anyone had put us up there start of the season, because there's some big clubs in that league. So I know we dropped points at Stockton in New Year's Day, but we've got a game in hand and we've got a buffer of points, so I'm confident that we can just kick on now.
And when it comes to the matches that are coming up, big game this weekend against Stocksbridge Park Steels, but you've got Liversidge Avenue coming as well, a midweek game as well. So how important are the next few games for setting the tone, really, for what happens next?
Yeah, because it can go either one or two ways for me. Obviously, these the likes of Worksop and Cleethorpe, Stockton, that are all pushing each other to probably close that gap on us. And obviously, we're the next. But then, for me, we've got to put pressure on Mask and Liversidge. And I know it's a shame, because I know Mass slipped up a couple of times, and with our game being off, we weren't able to put 3 points on the board against Yorkshire Amateurs and then drop three against Stockton. So we've got to make sure we win that game in hand. And then I'm looking forward to the Liversidge game on Tuesday. Really looking forward to that.
I mean, who are going to inflict that defeat on Liversidge, do you feel, without doing anyone's team talk for them? But it's gone so long into the season now. And
you've got to tip your hat to them.
Yeah, you really honestly have to. What's your take on what happens next? Because the Stockton match, but, you know, 1,200 there for that game up in the North.
Yeah,
it's about finishing as high as you can. The title might be it's not beyond you at this stage, but Liversidge have to drop the ball, don't they? But yeah, you want to finish as high as you can so you don't have to play at Stockton again, because, I mean, at crowds like that, you don't want that on a player semi-final or a player final, do you?
The only other thing is, like I've said to the players, what we want is come April to be playing in them big games, regardless whether it's battling for the playoffs or trying to chase some points down at the top. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's overall what, as a footballer, you want. But as for Liversidge, I said to you at the start of the season about whoever finishes above Mask will win the league, I think. So I think that still remains the case. I think if anyone finishes above Mask, they'll win it. But it would be interesting to see us go down there, because we're going to go down there and have a go. Mm. We're not going down there just to go and pick up a point. We want to beat them, obviously, because it's a bit like when teams have played us. I think some of the lads, they've not struggled to adjust to it, but players look at the table and see us third and we're a scalp straight away, regardless of where we've come from. So I think our lads will be, might have that bit between the teeth when they go down there next week.
Well, it's certainly going to be an epic game. But before then, we've got the Stocksbridge Park Steelers match.
Yeah.
Just a final thought on this one, Daniel, just to, you know, get the crowd down there, get supporting Shildon, because it's a big game, this one, for the club, isn't it?
Oh, massive, because it can set us up, because I quite like them. I think they're a decent side. You know, when they're on it, they're a team for anyone. So we're going to have to be on a game, but we're at home. We've not lost at home. So it's important we keep that run going, and we've just got to knuckle down and get 3 points, and then we can look at Tuesday. And I think because of the position both teams are in, I think we can just go there and have a go at them. If we lose, it's not the end of the world. And if they lose, it's not the end of the world, I suppose. But I think it'll be, if we can get a win on Saturday, I think Tuesday will be probably a game for a neutral to come and have a look at.
Yeah, it's going to be an epic January, as it has been throughout, really, in the East Division. It's been great so far, and it is to another cracking few months left of the season in 2022. But Daniel Moore, manager of Shildon, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And all the best for January.
And you, buddy.
Shildon manager Daniel Moore there speaking to me on Thursday. So Liversidge with a 4-point lead up at the top of the table. Then we've got Mass United, Shildon, Stockton Town and Cleethorpes. Cleethorpes 7 points ahead of sixth place Worksop Town. But Worksop Town do have games in hand. So Worksop, it's a pivotal month coming up for the Nottinghamshire side. And to find out more, on Thursday I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big welcome back to the show and a happy new year to you. Worksop at the turn of the year, just there on the edge of the playoffs, not too far behind everyone else. How are things shaping up as we head towards the first competitive games of 2022?
Yeah, I think we're in a good position. I think probably a fair position at the minute in time. I think where we are as a club is, you know, you look at the teams above us, they're all very strong teams, and I've said on record before, every time we've either played them or come against them, I think the group at the top are well established. Been together quite a long time and in the positions they are, but we're in the mix, we're in the pack going into the new year, and like anything, we want to overtake the guys that are above us and get ourselves into a position in them playoffs.
So two games in hand, 7 points the gap, and in recent weeks, you know, a fantastic result against Frickley, but you're beating Cleethorpes and you beat Shildon as well. So that's a great marker, isn't it? A great springboard for January and beyond, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We've still got Liversidge to play, and obviously we lost to Mask at their place when we went down to 10 men, but, you know, we beat Stockton and beat them as well, so we've got quite a good record against the top sides of the league so far, and we still have quite a lot to come to our place, so we're in a good position that side. We've just got to ensure that we, especially through this January period, that we pick up as many points as we can and keep in the pack, keep in the hunt, you know, going into February and March.
Now, because you've got games in hand as well, your January is pretty packed, isn't it, with fixtures. How much of that is a challenge as well, given, you know, the weather and COVID and all that? You must be walking on eggshells at the moment.
Yeah, it's all a challenge, but you know, I don't want to be one of those managers that moan and groan and blame, you know, COVID or blame lack of players or players coming and going. You know, we are where we are. We're football managers in non-league, and it's our job to prepare the side the best we can. And you know, this is the deck of cards we've been dealt with, and this is what we'll play, and we'll do it as the best we possibly can. To as best of ability, and let's see where that takes us. And we're a confident bunch, you know, we're a great set of players in there, and you know, I've got a good management team around me, so you know, we're confident that we can do well and make an impact on top half, in that top section.
And this weekend it's Pickering Town. What's your thoughts on this game? Because it's a banana skin, to say the least, isn't it, to use a cliche?
Oh, very much so. It's a very tricky game, and you know, I can go back to when we played Pickering at their place. If anything, we could have been out of sight at their place. We were pretty poor at their place, but came away with the points. So we know exactly what we're going up against, and they're coming off a win as well. So it's a difficult game, and they're fighting for their lives. So every point for them is massive. And you know, they've obviously got a good manager in there that likes work with a lot of talented young lads, and he's trying to get the best out of them. And we've got to be on our guard, because you know they're a good side. And like I've just mentioned previously, it's all right us being, you know, doing well against the sides that are in the mix and picking up points and maximum points there. But we've got to do it with the other sides as well. We've got no given right to take points from anyone.
Yeah, because coming up, you've got teams who are just beneath you as well, haven't you? In Yorkshire, Hamilton, Dunstan, you know, tough away yeah. matches there, aren't they? And, you know, that leads me to one of my final questions there, Craig. And it's just about, you know, how pivotal are these next few games? Because, you know, these are the games in hand that are being played as well at these Tuesday matches. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on where you find yourselves and what's possible?
Yeah, I think, obviously, anything's possible. I still think anything's possible in this league. I think if you look at the league now, I think anyone that's mid-table to someone that's bottom of the league could still find themselves in trouble, because I think it's quite evenly matched, and vice versa from the top half of the league. You know, anyone can win anyone, and we've got to be focused to pick up as many points as we can through January, and then take a snapshot of where we are at that point, and we can reassess, you know, replan and it from there. But we have such many games through January that our aim is just as simple as this. Let's keep his eye on the short-term goal, and that is pick as many points, as many maximum points we can, game by game, through January, and then the league will look what it looks, and at that point then we can plan and attack it as we see fits.
And important that the home crowd turn up as well on Saturday for this Pickering match.
Yes, very much so, but the crowds have been good for us, and home and away, they're great. Fantastic fan base that works up, probably, you know, the best I've witnessed in going places and various things, and they're there, you know, feel good and the bad, and you know, cheering the lads and backing the lads, and you know, I'm sure that again they'll be there Saturday in the numbers, you know, supporting everyone and pushing us and being that 12th man and pushing us on.
Well, Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, a big happy new year to you, a big thank you for joining us, and all the best for January.
Thanks very much, take care, thank you.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of December. Let's go now to the Midlands Division, and sitting top of the table as we head into January is Ilkeston Town, 3 points ahead of Hales Owen, but Hales Owen do have a game in hand. And let's catch up now with Hales Owen, and on Thursday I caught up with their manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Paul Smith. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. Before we get to talking about how the league table's shaping up into 2022, just a big congratulations for that victory last weekend against Sporting Calza. A fantastic result, but what a crowd as well. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a very, very good performance, and a performance that we've been threatening just recently. We had a bit of a blip in November. We hadn't lost a game up until November, and then we lost three quite quickly. So we've managed to turn that corner and won six out of the last seven, including two local derbies over the Christmas period. And like I said to you, we seem to have that chip back on our shoulder now that we've had in years gone by. And it was probably one of the most complete performances of the season so far.
Yeah, and a crowd of over 1,300 there, which is not bad, is it, for Step 4, in all fairness? It goes to show you the club you're managing.
Yeah, it's outstanding. We're averaging nearly 800 for home games at the moment. Obviously, during the festivities, we've had a few more there. So they were brilliant. Didn't stop singing from start to finish again, and created a tremendous atmosphere. And hopefully those few new ones that we've maybe have bought in have really enjoyed it and decide to come back. And hopefully we can boost that average crowd up and over the 800 mark.
And what a title race we've got on our hands as well, which Hailstone are very much part of. As you touched upon, there's only been a couple of stumbles in the last 10 matches or so, but Ilkeston have just been in great form, haven't they? And there's yourselves, there's Belper, Chasetown aren't too far away, are they? But you know, it is stretching out a bit, isn't it? It's a lot broader, the gap now, than it was a month or so ago. So you must be pleased that Hales Owen are still part of it.
Yeah, and the one big danger for me, you didn't mention, is Stamford. Fantastic manager, real good side, and probably the best side I've seen so far this year, bar us. So, I think as you said, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, there's probably seven or eight sides that were within a couple of points of each other. I think Coleshill and Carlton have dropped some points just recently, which has dropped them down a little bit. But like I said, I think there's still us and Ilkeston that are sort of out there now, a little bit ahead of the chasing pack, and hopefully we can stay there. We've got some big games coming up, though. We've got Stamford and Ilkeston in the next 2 or 3 weeks, so they're huge ones for us and for them. So hopefully we can put Wisbeach to bed on Saturday, which is the biggest game because it's the next one, and then we look forward to two humdingers against Stamford and Ilkeston.
Yeah, when managers say one game at a time and all that, it's because of the question I'm about to pitch to you, Paul, because as you touched upon there, the month of January, you've got Ilkeston right at the end of the month, which is a huge game, isn't it? Got Stamford in a couple of weeks' time. But you've also got Yaxley coming up as well, and they're in immense form, aren't they? But it all starts with Wisbeach, and you know, all those games we talked about there don't matter as much if you don't beat Wisbeach.
No, completely agree. And I think they've just changed manager as well. So this is the new manager's first game in charge. So, you know, it makes it even more of a headache for us going there firstly. It's a long old trek for us. Then the new manager's going to want to put a stamp down and start off with a bang. So it's going to be a very tough game for us. Added to that, obviously, very similar to most clubs in the country, up and down the country, we've got COVID issues at the moment with looks like it could be 4 or 5 out the squad missing for Saturday. So, you know, it makes it look like a real banana skin game for us. But the big thing from our point of view is we're performing very well at the moment. We've got a lot of confidence about the squad and about the side again. And that should set us in good stead.
And we're at the halfway point as well, Paul. And, you know, we caught up early in the season. And as we touched upon this interview, it's certainly shaping up to be a very, very entertaining title race. Maybe not for those involved, but certainly for us impartial onlookers. How much are you looking forward to the second half of the season and what's possible at Hales Owen?
Yeah, immensely. We set out, like I spoke to you the first time round, we set out to go and get promoted, and nothing's changed from that. A lot of our fans, with our early success, I think we'd sort of gone up to November without losing a game and thought it was going to be a cakewalk. But those of us in the know and within the group realised it was never going to be that straightforward because of some very, very good sides in this division. And that's been proved with one look at the league table at the moment. So we're all excited. We're all geared up. We're all looking forward to it. And let's hope that, as I said, for spectators, not so much for us managers, but for spectators, this can go as long as it can and be as tight as it can, because it's set to be a tremendous battle between 3 or 4 very good sides.
No, cracky stuff. Well, Paul Smith, manager of Hales Owen Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursdays to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and all the best for the coming month.
Happy New Year to you.
Paul Smith there, manager of Hales Owen Town, speaking to me on Thursday. So, currently sitting in the playoffs, we've got Hales Owen Town on 48 points. Then Belper Town, having played a couple of games more, on 47. Chasetown sitting in fourth on 45. Then 4 points back, we've got Stamford, who do have a game in hand over Chasetown. Sitting in sixth outside the playoffs, but on the same number of points as Stamford, we've got Coleshill Town. And just a point back, we've got Carlton Town as well. But 7 points outside the playoffs, we've got Bedworth United. And Bedworth United, currently it's 7 games unbeaten and 1 defeat in 10. And to judge the mood now at Bedworth United, on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Stuart Storer. Well, Stuart, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. Just outside the playoffs as we head into 2022, but Bedworth have been on a fantastic run. What's the mood at the club like as we head into the new year?
Yeah, it's good. Generally, we always seem to start off the season poorly and then sort of gather pace as the season continues. And it looks like a very similar season's happening again this year.
You're on a fantastic run of form at the moment. Only one defeat in the last 10 games. How good is that momentum that you've got at the moment?
Yeah, it obviously breeds confidence within the team. You know, you're going out there as a manager and coaches with full belief and thinking we can get points from games. You know, like I said at the start of the season, you're sort of wondering where's the next point coming from? All of a sudden, we've gone on this run and, everyone seems confident and buying into what we're trying to do.
And some good results, some really good results in there. There's a win against Coleshill, the New Year's Day match over Chasetown in front of a bumper crowd, a 1-1 draw there. So you're picking up the points against teams who you need to be catching up with, but also you're not slipping against the teams who, you beat Yaxley, and Yaxley have been on good form recently as well.
Yeah, you just hope it can continue. Yeah, football's a funny old game, and you're only sort of a defeat away from thinking, well, what's gone wrong? You know, when we start losing points and that gap becomes bigger and not smaller, in which case, you just hope that we can keep the lads motivated and pushing on and closing that gap.
So the gap to the playoffs is 7 points. It's not at all ask by any stretch of the imagination, because we all know I think you've just used the term football's a funny old game and all that. is that the target to just keep the momentum going and see where it takes you?
Yeah. And again, a cliche, one game at a time, and it's a very competitive league, like you just mentioned there. There's quite a few teams in good form, and they're not just the teams at the top, teams are trying to fight off relegation, and a good run of results can see you jump up the league quite quickly, as we've proven.
The last time we spoke, I think it was back in August, and ahead of the new season, and we were talking about how competitive this division is going to be. It has been ultra competitive, hasn't it? Especially around the playoff positions, and obviously you want to get yourself involved in all that. But what have you made of the division, this brand new division this season?
I think it's a great division. You've got teams that have come from top halves of leagues and things like that, been used to winning, and it's been really competitive. Sort of in the other leagues we were in, you probably get 6 or 7 teams that could be up there all the time. As you've seen in our leagues, anyone could beat anyone, and you've probably got a good 15, 16, 17 teams that are really, really, you go into games thinking, it's not a gimme. None of these games are gimmies like they have been in the past. So I think the standard of the league probably took us by a little bit by surprise at the start as well. It's took a little bit of time for us to sort of adjust to that. And now we've accepted how good the league is, I think it's helped us just kick on.
And you have got those potential banana skins coming up. Thankfully for yourselves, it's only Saturday games in the month of January, isn't it? I should say, recording this interview on Thursday, we don't know about the weather, COVID and all that as we head towards these big matches in January. But you're playing 3 teams below you in the league table in the coming weeks, heading towards that potentially mammoth game against Belper right at the end of January. So a big set of matches coming up for yourselves.
Yeah, like I said, they're all big, and you have to approach every game sort of within the same manner. But, you have to do your homework on the players, the teams, the formations, and really take each game as an individual game and hopefully get through it on a positive note and get some points.
And looking forward to Cambridge City this weekend. Final question, Stuart?
Yep. Looking forward to any game that's coming up at the moment, because like you mentioned, we're doing okay. It's when you're not doing okay, you start biting your fingernails and wondering, So any game that's coming up at the moment is a good game for us.
Well, Stuart Story, manager of Bedworth United, a big thank you for joining us. All the best for the new year, and all the best this weekend against Cambridge.
Thank you, and likewise to you too.
Stuart Story there, manager of Bedworth United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And we mentioned there Bedworth United on a brilliant run at the moment, but so are Yaxley. Yaxley have won the last five games, and it seems like a good opportunity to welcome back Andy Fennell to the show, manager of Yaxley, to find out how things are going at the club. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And I was just talking off air, you know, when I prepare this show and who the managers that I'm going to get on, I look at the form guides, and Yaxley's form recently has been outstanding. What's the mood at the club like at the moment?
Yeah, obviously we're in a good place. You know, we always seem to come stronger second half of the season anyway. But it's availabilities that have been key for us. We've had so many players missing, like a lot of clubs have. But being obviously a small club with small budgets and stuff, we've had to play in different teams at times just to get through games. But at the moment, we've got a bit of continuity. Everything's clicking a little bit, and we're posing a threat.
So in the space of 10 matches, you've gone from 18th to 12th now. How optimistic are you for this next stage of the season now, and what's possible?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got tough games coming up. We've got Chasetown Saturday. We go to Halzow in as well in a couple of weeks' time. But it's all about just keep picking them results up. You know, we've obviously gone to Stamford and won. We went to Spalding and won. So it's not impossible. Certainly not impossible for us. We do pose a threat now. We've got pace in the side. We're defending resolutely as well. So we're actually, we're looking quite good. Obviously, if we can keep everybody available, that's the key. But yeah, no, obviously, you know, we just want to keep pushing on. The goal was always to be to survive the league for the first season. But now we've sort of doing what we're doing. We're thinking, well, how far up can we get? We're not going to win the league. I'm not silly, but it's certainly a top half finish would be an absolutely brilliant season for us.
And when I go back to the last interview we did, which I think was October, I think it was, if memory serves.
Yeah.
You know, at that time you were basically, you know, keeping a lid on things and making sure no one's panicking or anything like that. I mean, it's easier said than done. The run you've been on, you must be blown away with that journey you've been on as manager and what the squad's achieved.
Yeah, I mean, we had a big result in the trophy away at Lowestoft. Then we went to Canby Island, and we was 11 players short that day. I mean, when you say it sounds ridiculous, but we was actually 11 squad members down, and you sort of go, wow. But obviously now we're built on that, and I think the last seven games we've won six, and we lost to Ilkeston in a game which we should have got a point in. There's some big sides that we're competing with now, and you know we're just over the moon. You know, I know what's the capability of the squad, but it has to have continuity because we don't have the depth as some clubs do. You know, we have to be firing on all cylinders, and that's been the case, to be fair.
And with regards to the month of January, I'm going to use a horrible footballing cliche, but you've got a couple of free hits, but you've also got some matches with teams beneath you in the league table or there or thereabouts. I mean, what's your thoughts on what's coming up? You know, Chasetown and Hales Owen plus Corby and Histon. What's your take on these matches?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, Chasetown, we're at home. You know, we'll have a go at them. We certainly won't give them an easy ride. You know, we have the belief at the minute that we can beat anybody. So we're going to give it the best shot against them. Obviously, the Hales Owen away is going to be a really tough fixture as well. But the other two, what we've done well so far this season is we've managed to get results against the teams that are in and around us down the bottom of the league, obviously putting distance between ourselves. So, you know, like you say, them two are free hits in one essence, but we're looking at them and going, actually, you know, we're on a roll here. Can we do something against Chasetown? And then we go on to Corby, who they're struggling a bit. Then we go and get a result there. Can we go to Hales Owen? You know, and every time we played Hales Owen away, we've gone there and we've caused them problems for the first half an hour, not taking chances. And then they just, you know, if you don't take chances against them, they run over the top of you. But at the moment, the form we're in, we are taking chances. So that would be an interesting one. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to say we're going to go and win all these games because you don't win every game of football. But it certainly, we're in a better position confidence-wise and squad-wise than we have been all season. And we've always got better for the second half of the season. That's been a consistent thing with us from going back 5 or 6 years.
Final question, Andy. How much are you looking forward to this second half and what's possible then?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're just going to take one game at a time. That's the mentality with us at the minute. Like I say, we've been training well. We've been playing well. With the big key for us at the minute is the continuity, and we've actually taken chances. And I was quite vocal again from the Stamford game that obviously away at Stamford's never going to be an easy game, but we created 9 opportunities in that game. Not all of them clear cut, but at least 5 of them, which you would say were very, very good chances. We didn't dominate possession, but we're certainly creating. And if we're taking chances as well, we've always created. So that's been the key at the minute, is the confidence is high. You know, everybody's up for it. So, yeah, let's just keep one game at a time and just as climb as high as we can and just see where we can set our sights for. And it gives us a sort of a bearing for next season as well then.
Well, Andy Fennell, manager of Yaxley, a big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to come on the show. Big happy new year to you and all the best for January.
And you, thanks very much for the call.
Yaxley manager Andy Fennell there joining us here on December's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now of the NPL, and sitting top of the table as we head into January, we've got Marine. They're 4 points clear of Workington. Then in third position, we've got Warrington Rylands, who are 3 points inside the playoffs. And joining them also on 43 points, we've got Leek Town. And we've not heard from Leek in a good couple of months now. So let's welcome back to the show now Neil Baker, who I caught up with on Thursday. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And Leek Town still very much a part of the playoff race as we head into 2022. What's the mood like at Harrison Park?
Well, happy new year to yourselves, Ben, as well. The mood's, as you'd expect, is very good at the moment. We've got a good run of form. We've had a tough Christmas period. Not just the games we've played, but we've played some top clubs. And apart from our defeat at Trafford, you know, we've managed to come through them. So I said at the start of December, if we're in the same place come the new year as we are now, I'd be more than happy with the games that are coming up. And we're in the top 6. That's where we wanted to be at this stage. And looking forward to the rest of the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, what a December you had, minus the Trafford result, beating Marine, beating not just beating Warrington Rylands, but, you know, convincingly beating them as well by 3-0. It's really been good. And off the pitch, you know, you had 1,100 there at Kidsgrove for the derby, a decent crowd on New Year's Day as well for Market Drayton for the home game. I mean, it's all going in the right direction, isn't it? That's for sure.
Certainly is. Since lockdown and we were allowed up to 400 in, and particularly when the league clubs weren't playing, our gates climbed. We were actually turning people away at that stage because, as I said, we could only have 400 in. Since it's opened up again, we've been amazed at our gates. Amazed and really pleased. You know, we've had some terrific gates, and 700 last week was beyond our wildest dreams. I know Stoke and Portvale weren't playing, but it was probably 250 more than we thought we were going to get. And that's showing in a lot of the games. We had a great following at Kidsgrove then. You know, there was 1,100 there. We'd have taken a few hundred. So our fans are, you know, they're going to be key to what we can do for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it, really, a cross like that? But let's talk about the rest of the season then, because like I touched upon, in December you beat Marine in a really entertaining game by all accounts. You're 8 points off top spot. You're 3 points inside the playoffs. There's a bit of a gap between yourselves and Mosley in 8th, which is an improvement because Mosley were very much involved, weren't they, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
So it's all about staying power, really, isn't it? And consistency as we're into January and February.
Yeah, it is. It is consistency. And it's also keeping your players free from COVID and fit. We, up until the last couple of weeks, we've been quite fortunate in that respect. You know, both Marine and Warrington were below full strength when they came to us, and we managed to take advantage of that. But in the last few weeks, we've been hit with COVID. We've been hit with injuries as well. And last Saturday, we did well to get the game. You know, I think if we'd have gone to the league and said, look, we've got him and him and him with COVID and we've got these injuries, I think they'd have been sympathetic. But we do what we can to get games on. And I think that's how all clubs should approach it. I hope that all clubs are approaching it like that and trying to get their games on at all costs, because that's what we're trying to do.
And with regards to that home crowd we spoke about, it's back-to-back home games now for the next few weeks, isn't it? Ramsbottom, Clitheroe and Widnes. How important a role are they going to be playing, Neil, especially this weekend for Rami? But, you know, that big game against Clitheroe, they're very much in the mix, aren't they, around the playoffs? These are important games now, so they're going to be needed, aren't they?
Yeah, they all help. They do get behind us. They're quite vociferous at home, and they come in the numbers. So they're a great help. We're fortunate that we've got a lot of home games to come because of what happened early in the season. You know, our pitch was delayed in going down. So we played a few games at Buxton, but I think we played 7 away games out of 9 at one stage and took points from them. Now, what we've got to try and do is take advantage of playing at home. It's still a new pitch to us, Ben. You know, we've only played, we played 5-6 games on it. So we're still finding out about it. And opposing teams are enjoying playing on it as well. So we played Prescott who were fighting. And they played really well on it. And Newcastle Town played really well on it. Marine played well on it. And Warrington played well on it. So it's not just ourselves that are enjoying playing on the 3G, our opponents are as well.
Well, here's hoping entertaining games of football to come at Harrison Park in the next few weeks, Neil. But Neil Baker, manager of Leek Town, big, big thank you for taking the time at your first day to come on the show. A big happy new year to you, Neil, and all the best in the coming weeks.
Thanks very much, Ben. Cheers.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So, the race for the playoffs, just a reminder of the 4 teams currently in the playoffs: Workington, Warrington Rylands, Leek Town and Runcorn Linnets, who sit 1 point behind Leek Town but do have 2 games in hand. Clitheroe just outside the playoffs, 2 points outside the playoffs, and Trafford 4 points outside the playoffs. So, a lot to play for in the West Division. But we're going to close off this month's Step 4 show talking to a team who are currently sitting 14th in the West Division. That's Glossop North End. But Glossop are on a brilliant run at the moment. They're 10 games unbeaten. And to find out more about the mood at the club on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Glossop North End's Stuart Mellish. Well, Stuart, a big thank you for joining us and Happy New Year to you. And it is a Happy New Year, isn't it? I mean, it's an incredible run Glossop are on at the moment. What's the mood like at the club?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you, Ben. Hope you've had a good one and you continue to have a good year. Yeah, we've done smashing, mate. Unbeaten since early October. 10 unbeaten. You know, we're growing in confidence all the time. I brought a few new players in sort of mid-October, which has changed things for us. In a positive way, a little bit more quality, to be fair. Not so disrespect to the lads that came in over the summer. We had a smashing start to the season, Ben. We done really well. And then we just dipped in about game 5 or 6. And I think we lost 3 on the bounce. And a lot of lads that have come up from the Northwest Counties sort of really found the level and sort of really struggled to adapt on a regular basis. So we paid the price for that a little bit. It was a little bit naive and a little bit weak in certain areas. So we needed to change it a little bit. So me and my assistant Dave Mann, I want to sit down and went through a few things where we need to improve and bring players in, which we've done. And it's proved really positive, mate. So long may it continue.
And you got a twist of experience in there as well. I couldn't help but notice Rory Fallon scoring in the match against Trafford on New Year's Day. He's a brilliant player, isn't he, at this level?
Yeah, he certainly is. He's got all the qualities. I mean, it's a shame that he had a really bad knee injury a couple of years ago that took him out of the game. But the lads top draw on and off the pitch, and the younger lads certainly learn from him. We've also got Mark Haslam as well, who's been at Glossop for 2-3 years now. Bags of experience, And we brought Jamie Rainford in from Ramsbottom at the start of the run, to be fair. So we've got three lads in key areas of the pitch, up front, middle of the park and defence, that just give us that little bit of experience. And you can have all the ability in the world at this level, but if you've got a little bit of experience to go with it as well, I think that's where we've benefited from.
I'm looking at you. I've got a nice graph in front of me which tracks your progress and stuff like that in the league table and your points teller. And as you touched upon, it's just been a steady income of points over the last few weeks or so. And that takes us into 2022. So what's possible now, Stuart? Are you just going to just keep racking up the points and see where it takes you?
Do you know what, Ben? I mean, I think we're unbeaten for 10 and you know, I think we've drawn 5-6 of them and we should have won them, to be fair. So I get frustrated when I look at the league table because, you know, no disrespect for other clubs, but, you know, we should have another 14, possibly 16, certainly 14, another 14 points. And then we're looking at 8th, 9th position in the league. And then you think, you know, we're in the shout of the playoffs here. So that's frustrating, to be fair. But listen, 10 unbeaten, we've just got to keep going, keep battling away, keep working hard. And let's just keep getting the points. If we can get 3 wins on the bounce, things change massively, Ben, at this level. And that's what we're aiming to do. I mean, we've got a tough one Saturday. Workington away, but we'll just keep going, mate. That's what we'll do. Keep going.
It's a tough January, isn't it? And I don't think you're under any illusions about how tough it is. I mean, Workington away, tough game on Saturday. Then you've got Colne the following Saturday, and John Macker's obviously taking over there at Colne now. And Whiteton Rylands at the end of the month. It's a tough January, isn't it? But it feels like confidence is up, and that's half the battle sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a real frustrating period. Just over Christmas, we got hit with COVID. We had 4 or 5 lads test positive. So we had no training for 2 weeks. So we played the Mosley game, which is a big game derby, and then the Trafford game at home on New Year's Day. We've no training for 2 weeks up to the two games. So to come away with 2 draws, I was really pleased with, particularly the Mosley game where half 10 in the morning, I think I had 10 players. So it was really difficult over that period. And then obviously we're coming into January now, as you say, we've got Workington Saturday, real tough game. Colne, I know John really well, so that'll be a real tough game. We'll get them going. And Warrington Rylands. But listen, confidence is good. We're going to every game trying to win the game because that's what we do and that's what I do and try to do. And we'll just keep working away, mate. Keep working hard. That's the main thing. The attitude and desire of the lads have been brilliant. And long may it continue.
And final question, Stuart. Obviously, I think we spoke. The season wasn't on, was it, when we spoke last? Anyways, when you were appointed as manager of the club, we're now halfway through a season. It sounds like you're enjoying it, but are you enjoying it at Glossop?
Yeah, do you know what? It's a great club, to be fair. And it always stuck in my mind when I played there when I was manager at Warrington. And I think it was a real rousing round of applause after the game when we beat them 1-0 the year we won the league. And it's just a club that has a good vibe about the place. The fans are brilliant. You know, they sing and support the lads, which is absolutely fantastic. And they're realistic as well. And that's what I like, the fans that are realistic. They can see what we're trying to do there. We've had some really pleasing comments over the last couple of weeks. You know, it's probably the best side they've seen in 5 years, the best side since they went to Wembley. So really positive comments. So I'm really delighted. So as long as they can continue to support us, we'll do the best we can to make it a bit of a fortress up there in hard to beat.
Well, great stuff. Stuart Mellish, manager of Glossop North End. Big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show and all the best for January.
Top man, Ben. Speak to you soon, mate.
Stuart Mellish there, manager of Glossop North End, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of December. And that's it for this month's show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye bye.